Let's talk about this new song of yours. We watched the video this morning. We love it. Tell us about it.
Oh, great. Well, the idea came about when Gene Simmons did an interview some time ago where he expressed the sentiment that he thought that rock was dead, mostly because, you know, people are doing illegal downloads, things like that, and not paying for it. Wrote the song with Sean Kelly, who plays guitar for... Honeymoon Suite. He's played guitar for Nelly Furtado. Now he's playing for Alan Frew. And the video was done by ex-Helix guitar player Brent Dern.
Sean Kelly, a North Bay boy as well. So, yeah, kind of a cool connection.
He's a great guitar player, probably one of the best in Canada.
Okay, so you guys actually had a Kiss impersonator guy dressed up. How did you not laugh when you were doing the video? Because that was hilarious.
Well, I laughed even harder. The guy that was in the video is Demon Moe from the Kiss clone band Destroyer. And when we were going to do the graveyard scenes, we stopped at a server station. And Moe said, would you go in and get me this certain pop that would make his tongue red, like to look like blood? And I went in. I'm trying to search and find the right pop. Suddenly, there's Moe dressed right up in the... in the server station. Well, you think people didn't look at that? He just kind of stood there while this 7-foot monster come in and got his pop.
Those big old boots kicking at you. Yeah, I like the kicks in the video. Very nice.
Yeah.
Got to ask you, how do you feel about Gene Simmons' comments personally? Do you think that rock is dead in any shape or form?
Well, I think he's accurate to an extent, right? But I think where the statement where I don't agree with him is that, I don't think that the main consideration for a lot of kids when they get in the music business is money. Main consideration is to pick up a guitar or a piano or whatever and, create music. And that was my point.
Has Gene heard about the song yet? Have you had any contact from him? Do you anticipate that he or his representatives may get in touch, Brian?
Oh, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me, but no, I haven't heard anything from Gene Simmons.